In a high school gym, a cheerleader performs a tumbling pass as other cheerleaders dressed in black and yellow perform choreography. A cell phone screen reads, Harvard University, my application, Mandy Yang, admission status, pending.
The prom committee is also going to announce this year's
prom theme. Oh, yeah. Mandy, a dark-haired teen, sits alone outside the gym and refreshes the screen over and over. Title, Disney, Prom Pact. Inside the gym.
Now, give it up for the pride of North Seattle High, your championship team, Bulldogs!
A bulldog mascot leads the team through a banner. A blonde, shaggy-haired boy lifts his arms and salutes the crowd. In the hall outside the gym, Mandy moves items from a lost and found bin into a donation bin.
Mandy Yang, what are you doing? We've been over this. You cannot skip pep rallies to steal from the lost and found.
Ms. Chen, I'm not stealing. I'm donating.
Ms. Chen gives Mandy a deadpan look.
All right. Fine.
Mandy dumps coats in the lost and found.
I hope you're happy.
I'm a high school guidance counselor. I'm never happy.
You're not going to actually make me sit through that thing, are you?
I am. Oh, look at that. I guess I am happy sometimes.
Fine.
Mandy heads to the gym.
Have fun!
Male and female cheerleaders dance in unison. The girls wear yellow bows on their heads. A boy with brown hair sits in the bleachers and admires one of the cheerleaders. Her long black hair hangs in curls around her shoulders. Mandy climbs the bleachers, then makes her way past other students to sit next to the brown-haired boy.
Woo! Go Bulldogs!
Really, Ben?
What?
How we doing, Bulldogs?
A bearded man holds a microphone.
I said, how we doing, Bulldogs?
There you go.
Now let's keep it going for your team captain, number 10, Graham Lansing.
The shaggy blonde jogs over with a basketball.
How we doing, Bulldogs?
I said, how we doing?
Just kidding, I'm not going to do that. That's corny as hell. No offense, Principal Mosler.
You got me! I knew that. You got me. Great guy.
Why do people insist on treating Graham Lansing like he's some sort of golden god?
Well, because he kind of is.
Please, he's just an entitled dumbass who uses his nice smile and male privilege to fail upwards and become king of the Everests.
Whoa. Andy, let's chill with the Everests, okay?
For the moment we've all been waiting for, the reveal of this year's prom theme. So please, join me in welcoming...
You know, it's probably just old-fashioned nepotism.
Class President LaToya Reynolds!
The black-haired girl.
People won't let Graham Lansing get away with murder because his dad is a senator.
Ben stares at LaToya.
Ready?
If anything, we should be holding him more accountable.
Shut up. LaToya Reynolds is about to announce the prom theme.
I'm sorry, did you just tell me to shut up so you could hear the prom theme?
Other people want to hear it, okay? I'm just being polite.
Reynolds, please! The prom theme!
Suddenly, the gym lights go out.
What is happening?
A projection of a ghost drifts across the wall.
Oh my god! Get the proposal! This is not a drill, people!
Graham and three other boys wear coveralls and backpacks. They carry toy rifles and move together in a line. One of the cheerleaders grins as the boys encourage the audience to clap. The school band plays in a balcony. The boys perform choreography, then point their rifles. Banners with the letters P-R-O and M unfurl from the barrels of the rifles. They spin on their knees and strike a final pose. The cheerleader jumps and waves her pom-poms.
Graham Lansing, are you asking me to prom?
What? No, Jody. Me. Owen, your boyfriend, is asking you to prom?
Jody's mouth gapes. The mascot shakes its head.
Oh. Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Graham grabs the microphone.
She says yes! Let's hear a round of applause for the first promposal of the year!
Okay, everyone! That was great. A little awkward. All right, we got about 5 minutes to get back to class, though. Everybody out!
I can hit the faculty lounge for a cranberry juice. Let's go.
Mandy enters an office.
Miss Chen, what are you doing here? Is this my punishment because I forced you to go to the pep rally?
Look, I'm still pending at Harvard, and so I was just wondering if maybe you'd heard anything.
Mandy, it doesn't work. Oh, it's Harvard. Hello? Why, yes, Mandy's right here. You want to give her a full ride and an honorary doctorate? Wow. Thanks, Mr. Harvard. Thanks for calling. I'll let her know right away. I'll explain later, honey.
Yeah, that wasn't Harvard. That was your wife.
No, it wasn't. It was totally Mr. Harvard.
It's not funny.
It is. You just can't see it because you're so tightly wound.
Tightly wound. Huh. Do you want to know why I'm so tightly wound?
Oh, no. This is a speech again, isn't it?
Because Harvard is the best school in the world. And Harvard is where my hero development economist, Dr. Ingrid Downs, went. And Harvard is where she is a tenured professor. And Harvard is where Dr. Downs, a woman who has literally won 2 Nobel Prizes for her work reducing global poverty, mentors young women like me who want to change the world for the better. So please, forgive me if I seem a little tightly wound when it comes to Harvard.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name of the school. Is it Hergerd's?
It's funny.
Mandy. There are other colleges where you can get an amazing education.
Like where? Dartmouth?
Get out!
But how am I supposed to become Dr. Down's favorite student that she takes to the UN's Women Economic Empowerment? Fine.
Mandy and Ben with friends.
Bethany's staging a coup, Charles. She's trying to overthrow me as strong major.
I can't hear this again. Can we talk about anything else, not Harvard?
They sit outside.
People seem to like the whole Ghostbusters thing.
Ugh. Promposals are just another example of the patriarchy affirming its dominance over women.
Okay, but you have to admit, the 80s theme makes it kind of fun.
The 80s theme makes them even worse. Can you name one popular 80s movie that isn't totally sexist?
Are you being for real right now? Of course I can.
Dollar bet, who you got?
Mandy Duff.
I don't know, I think Ben's got this one.
Okay, Breakfast Club.
The theme is be yourself. Unless you want a cute boy to like you, then get a makeover from Molly Ringwald.
Fine. Fine. Weird Science.
The perfect woman is scantily clad in here to please.
Revenge of the Nerds?
The hero nerd tricks a girl into believing he's her boyfriend so she'll have sex with him. That's not a comedy. That's an episode of SVU.
Come on, Ben. Even I knew that one.
Pay up, check.
Calm down. I'll Venmo you. I don't have Venmo.
An aerial view of Seattle features skyscrapers on the horizon along with the Space Needle. At a grocery store, Ben wears a uniform with a name tag and wipes down the counter at a till. He checks a text from Mandy that reads, "Finished early at the soup kitchen. Pick me up at my house instead."
Who you texting, huh?
A co-worker approaches.
Your girlfriend.
Just a friend. I don't have a girlfriend.
Obviously. Man, I was joking.
You know what, Kyle? I don't need this from you, okay? You're a freshman. I'm a senior. Treat me with some respect.
Come on, you're barely a senior. You don't even drive a car.
I do. I gave you a ride home.
Right. Your janky Ford Fiesta. It's basically a go-kart. You've never been to a party.
I've been to a party before.
With drinking?
I mean, I'm sure one of the adults had a glass of wine in the other room.
I bet you've never even hooked up with a girl.
I've kissed a girl before.
Kissed? Ugh, what are you, 9? I'm talking about your P in a V.
I don't have to prove anything to you.
You just did. See that guy? His P has been in some V. He's a senior.
Graham stands nearby.
He's coming! Don't embarrass me.
You're a bad boy, Kyle. That ship has sailed.
How
you guys doing?
Graham?
Yeah, bud?
Have you, decided where you're going to college yet?
Not you too. Sorry. At a certain point, you never want to hear that question again. You guys understand when you're seniors?
Kyle points at Ben.
He's a senior.
My bad, man. What school you at?
Your school.
Right. You're,
Ben Plunkett.
No, not Plunkett. Of course.
No nuts, Plunkett.
Someone gave this kid a Snickers in the 6th grade field trip. Blew up like a pufferfish. Like, it was crazy. You okay from that?
Yeah, I recovered.
Cool. Well, sorry I didn't recognize you. No nuts, it's just... You just look different when you're not all swollen. But, see you at school. And hey,
go Bulldogs.
In her bedroom, Mandy ties her black sneakers. Her blonde mom peeks around the corner.
Hey, girl.
It's Friday night. You got a hot date?
Well, I didn't want to tell you, but yes. I'm going out with the most popular boy in school.
You're going out with Graham Lansing?
The Graham Lansing?
Ugh, stop. Why do you guys know who that is?
I actually don't know who he is. I just felt the vibe and wanted a yes and.
Her dad stands behind her mom.
And now I can feel the vibe has shifted.
I'm gonna go.
So no date with Graham?
Mom, he would never date a girl like me. What?
Don't look sad. Let me remind you, my worth is not determined by some boy, okay? I'm my own woman, and I decide my worth.
And I love that, but let me remind you that you're only young once. I mean, it's great that you give all those speeches and you were named best student economist in America.
Okay, in North America.
Yeah, but I think you need to have some fun. Make some memories.
And texts here.
Flamin' hot Cheetos in the principal's car. Oh, it was hilarious when I did it.
Look, Mom, I have a very memorable Friday night planned with Ben. Bookstore, movies, waffles.
It's the same thing you do every Friday night.
See? It's memorable for you, too.
Mandy leaves her house, then gets into Ben's blue car.
Hey, how was work?
Work was, I don't want to talk about it.
Mandy watches Ben while he drives.
Was it that little skid mark, Kyle? What'd he say?
It wasn't just him. Look, I said I didn't want to talk about it, okay? So can you just stop talking about it, please?
Mandy puts a cassette adapter into Ben's stereo.
What are you doing?
She connects her phone, then selects a song.
Imagine Dragons, really. They were my favorite band freshman year. I haven't listened to them in forever. Why are you even doing this right now? It's not like it's gonna magically make me...
They sing along. Now they look around a bookstore. Night falls. They go to a movie theater. The marquee advertises an 80s action movie marathon for the following week. Next, they arrive at a restaurant called Deacon's Corner. They sit down in a booth near the door. A waitress brings over menus.
Thank you.
Thanks. So, you thinking chocolate chips or no chocolate chips in the table waffle?
Ben watches a group outside lip-syncing a song for a promposal.
Hey, do you ever feel like we have wasted our youth sitting on the sidelines judging people?
So no chocolate chips?
I mean, look at us. We've spent every Friday night sitting at a diner debating whether or not we want to put chocolate on a waffle.
What do you want us to be doing? Keg stands with the Everest?
No. Maybe, I don't know. You know, it's like even Charles and Zenobia do stuff. You know, like they go to games and they go to parties and dances.
Who cares about that stuff? You and I know the truth. None of that matters. Okay, real life starts once we get out of here and go to college.
Where we get to make a real difference.
Yeah, but not all of us are going to Harvard, okay? Some of us are going to an in-state college like 20 minutes down the road with half the Everests for the next 4 years where we're going to have to listen to them wax nostalgic about their high school glory days.
Because high school is all they have. Their lives have peaked. That's why we call them Everests.
But don't you want to just for once feel like...
Like what?
What if this is my peak? I don't have any glory days to look back on.
Okay, that's a little dramatic.
That's easy for you to say. You're not No Nuts Plunkett. Forget it. I will order us a waffle.
He leaves the table. The waitress returns with glasses of water.
Thanks.
Julie. Will you go to prom with me?
Mandy looks outside at the promposal. A girl throws her arms around a boy. Mandy moves aside her menu and cutlery, then picks up a ketchup bottle and squirts a message onto her paper placemat. Ben returns to the booth. Mandy turns the placemat toward him. Large ketchup letters spell out, prom.
Prom. Haha, very funny.
It's not a joke.
Why is this not a joke?
You want trite, I give you trite. But only because you're my best friend, okay? But no limos, I'm not paying for hair and makeup, okay? This is it. And no slow dancing. The only thing I hate more than slow dancing is the gender wage gap.
Wow, you really know how to make a boy feel special.
So, Benjamin Walter Plunkett, do you accept the terms and conditions of my proposal and agree to this prom pact?
She holds up her hand.
Mandy Elizabeth Yang.
He holds up his hand.
It would be my honor.
They slap the back of their hands together twice.
Thank you. Yes.
The waitress brings the waffle.
There's no chocolate chips in that.
Yeah, well, I was mad at you when I put in the order, so. Sorry.
It's a celebratory waffle. We're going to prom.
Daytime. A billboard on the street reads, "Elect Senator James Lansing." At North Seattle High School, Ben drives through the parking lot with Mandy in the car.
Coming up, a sit-down with Senator Lansing. We'll talk revitalizing re-election on today on NPR.
They park in a spot.
When you sleep better, you live better, which is why sleeping on the wrong mattress is more than just a pity. Take our Sleep Better quiz to find out which mattress will help
turn
you
lose
8 hours and more.
You always say it's important to support the businesses that support NPR.
I know, it's Harvard. It's updated.
Mandy stares at the application status screen on her phone. She drags the screen down to refresh the page. Ben watches her face for a reaction.
What does it say?
The word waitlisted appears. Mandy drops her phone, then slumps down in the passenger seat.
Just leave me here. I'll see you in 7 hours.
Mandy.
Don't.
She hugs her knees to her chest.
It's over.
Ben picks up her phone.
Harvard, Dr. Down, saving the world, my life, it's all over.
Stop. You've been waitlisted, okay? You haven't been rejected.
It's the same thing. Harvard was supposed to be the place. My place. And they don't want me either.
She stares out the window. Her eyes glisten. Ben turns to her.
What am I looking at? Who is this sad little person? This is not the Mandy I know. The Mandy I know would get up, march into school in her Future is Female t-shirt, and she would figure out a way to get into Harvard. Be that Mandy.
Mandy looks at Ben. He gives her an encouraging smile. She nods her head and a smile spreads across her face. She sits up and taps his cheek. She takes her phone, then leaves the car. Next, she marches into Ms. Chen's office.
I need to talk to you.
I am with a student right
now. That's okay. I'll wait.
A student with puffy, curly hair sits in a chair next to Mandy. She stares at him. The student picks up his backpack, then leaves. Mandy stares at the door until he closes it.
Okay. The only reason I'm going to let that fly is because I don't like that kid. So
I got waitlisted at Harvard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Just help me figure out how to get in.
Mandy, let's take a beat. Maybe it's finally time to start to discuss backup schools. You know, with your grades, community service, extracurriculars.
They've been applied to and forgotten. Next.
Fine. You need a killer letter of rec.
Okay, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but what about Graham Lansing's dad?
The Harvard alum senator? That's a great idea. Ask him.
I don't know him, but I was hoping maybe you knew him.
Oh, me? Yeah. We're super close. Let's just call him right now.
She closes her eyes.
Miss Chen.
No, be quiet. I'm trying to psychically connect with him.
Okay, stop. You made your point.
I know that a letter from a senator would seem big and flashy, but unless you have a magic in with him, get a rec from a teacher who can speak to your passion, your character, your Mandiness. That is your best bet.
Mandy stares off. Her mouth hangs open.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Okay, okay. I hear you. Loud and clear.
Mandy hurries out of the office.
She don't hear me.
Ben and Mandy walk down a hallway.
So, Miss Chen told you to become BFFs with Graham Lansing so you can ask his senator father for a letter of recommendation?
Not in so many words. But what's with the pushback? I mean, I thought you wanted a banal, party-filled high school experience. Hanging out with Graham Lansing can give you that.
Yeah, I also said I want arm muscles, but have you seen me sign up for a gym? Besides, this is manipulation, okay? It's unethical. Are you really willing to compromise your values for some letter of rec?
Okay, this is not some letter of rec. This is my life's ambition. Besides, there is a long history of men taking advantage of women for things far less important than Harvard.
I don't know, Andy.
Ben spots LaToya up ahead.
Down!
A boy picks her up, then sets her down.
Okay, but we would, like, hang out with all the Everests.
Probably.
I'm in. Let's do it. Let's live out this little 80s movie of yours.
Okay, this is not an 80s movie. In an 80s movie, Molly Ringwald falls in love with a cute boy with dimples, going to great lengths to be with him, future be damned. In my movie, Molly Ringwald falls in love with Harvard, going to great lengths to get there, dimples be damned.
They walk outside.
What are you even saying?
So what is the plan?
Let's start with what we know and then fill in the gaps. So, aside from being a popular womanizer with a senator father, what do we know about Graham Lansing?
Basketball.
Right.
Mandy takes notes.
Basketball team.
Okay. So a lot of gaps.
Yes, lots of gaps.
It just means we check his socials, do some under-the-radar recon.
Recon? Okay, well, who are we gonna ask?
Charles and Zenobia walk up.
The only other people we talk to?
Mandy, Ben told us. We are so sorry. We've already ordered you an edible arrangement.
Thanks, guys. But let's talk about something normal, yeah?
Normal?
You know, like, Graham Lansing. What does he do, you know, besides basketball?
Very under the radar.
Okay, he's probably going to Kayla Jacobson's party tonight. Mm-hmm. The entire senior class is going. I mean, besides you two.
Ouch.
Noted. Zenobia, what about you?
We have AP Psych together. Last week I heard Graham talking to the teacher about eating extra credit.
Zenobaby, we gotta go. Bethany's making money moves. She's eating with the color guard girls in the band room.
She will not stop until she has my head on a platter. Let's go.
They leave.
Okay, wait. I got it. Okay, we go to the party tonight,
well, okay.
Talk to Graham. I'll offer to tutor him in psych for free. Then once I earn his trust, I will ask him to ask his dad for the letter of rec.
Okay, so the plan is we stage a run-in with the most popular guy in school, whom we have never spoken to before, at a party that we were not invited to. And then charm him by super casually bringing up his failing grades, and then ask him for a gigantic favor.
Yeah, see? Easy peasy.
That night at the party, teenagers fill a large house eating and drinking. A couple makes out in a pool. Another couple makes out at the bottom of the stairs. Graham arrives with Owen.
This is a party.
Cody!
LaToya arrives with friends. Outside, Ben and Mandy walk up to the three-story house. Ben runs his hand over his hair and smooths his shirt.
You okay, Ben?
Yeah. Yeah, why wouldn't I be? Because I've spent the last 4 years wishing I could be like these people, but never actually putting myself out there for fear of being rejected. I'm totally fine. Let's just do it.
Mandy rings the doorbell. People inside stop and stare.
Who invited the party virgins? I regret everything.
Do this. We just need to find Graham Lansing, okay? I'll take here and upstairs. You take the basement in the backyard. Text if you see him, okay?
Okay. Noticeable piss stains yet?
Ben lifts his arm.
You're good.
Look.
They slap the backs of their hands together, then head off in opposite directions. Ben walks downstairs and scans the room. He spots LaToya.
Owen's coming. I'm forcing him to come. I don't know. Oh. Elijah already told me he's not coming tomorrow. Like, I'm screwed. I'm leading the community garden build for the basketball players and cheerleaders tomorrow morning. No one is gonna get up that early. Look at everyone. They're trashed.
Yeah. They need to bring a hammer, not show up hammered, right?
LaToya smiles at Ben.
Lurk much?
Sorry, I just would you like me to take your empties?
Friends standing with LaToya hand their empty glasses to Ben. Ben looks at LaToya.
I'm good. So tell anyone who isn't completely faded to come tomorrow. 8 a.m. You got it. I'll be back. Try my best. Thanks, ladies.
Mandy enters a bedroom and finds a teen wearing a karate gi.
Wanna kick with me at prom? You're not Erica.
No, I'm looking for Graham Lansing.
He's not here. Close the door quickly before. Erica! Wanna kick with me at prom? Erica, wait!
Mandy moves on.
Hey, have you by any chance seen Graham Lansing?
She enters another bedroom.
Hi, is Graham Lansing in here?
I wish.
Hey!
Okay, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm an ally, so please continue.
Ben collects empty glasses by the pool, then walks around with a garbage bag.
Wow. Thanks, Nuts.
You can really dance.
I hate my life.
Jody and Owen argue.
When I want a drink, you should just know that.
Have you guys actually seen Grand Lansing?
A girl rushes to the bathroom.
Who?
In the kitchen.
Grand Lansing! I know you know who he is. You people worship the ground he walks on, which is absurd, because he's a Neanderthal whose only forms of communication are grunts and goo-boo dogs!
Everyone stares at Mandy.
What?
Mandy slowly turns around and discovers Graham standing behind her. Graham smiles at Mandy, then raises his plastic cup.
Go Bulldogs!
Mandy bolts. Outside, Ben takes out the trash.
Ben, we gotta get out of here.
Oh, thank God.
I just called Graham Lansing an idiot in front of everyone, and he definitely heard. I can officially kiss Harvard goodbye.
Ben spots LaToya leaving.
Well, maybe not officially.
I'm listening.
LaToya Reynolds said that the basketball team has a community garden build tomorrow, and as captain, I'm sure he has to go.
That's not terrible. Wait, you talked to LaToya Reynolds?
Kind of. I mean, I made a joke, and she laughed. It was funny. I'm funny. So.
Oh, my God, look at your face. You love her.
Oh, no, I just, you asked me for help, so just say thank you.
The lights of downtown Seattle shine at night. In a time lapse, night turns into day at the Community Garden Project.
And thanks in advance for all your hard work. Now let's do this.
Mandy tries to use a nail gun on a trellis.
What is wrong with this thing?
Graham digs in a raised garden nearby.
Here, let me help.
No, I don't need a man's help. I mean, that would be great.
Mandy turns to Graham and the nail gun points at him. He points it away from himself, then connects an air compressor hose. Mandy turns back to the trellis and tries again.
Not bad for Neanderthal, huh?
Look, I actually need to apologize for that. I mean, you're clearly not a Neanderthal. You seem
It's cool.
Mandy kneels next to him and helps him dig in the raised bed.
You are in AP Psych with my friend Zenobia, right?
I don't think so.
You don't have Miss Allen third period?
No, I do. Is that when your friend has her?
Yeah.
Guess we do have class together then.
Yeah, maybe. I took that class last year. Are you liking it?
I do not like it, and it does not like me.
Wow, if you ever need help, I'd be happy to tutor you. You know, as an apology for last night.
I'm all set.
Are you sure? Because, you know, I got a 5 on the AP exam. And I'm a great tutor. I have references. And it's free. I mean, what's better than free?
What's the catch?
There's no catch.
We haven't spoken in ever. And now you're crashing parties and team service projects and offering to tutor me just because? Come on, there's got to be a catch. So what is it, hmm? Do you want us to take a selfie or something?
I do not want a selfie, okay? I'm just a nice person trying to do a nice thing, and if you can't see that, then that's your problem and not mine.
She pounds the dirt with a trowel. Graham smirks. Later, Mandy meets Ben at his car.
Hey.
Yo, how'd it go?
Well, Graham Lansing is the narcissistic tool we thought he was, but I'm officially his tutor.
Yes!
They do a double slap.
What about you? You have fun with your new girlfriend?
LaToya Reynolds is not my girlfriend, okay? Besides, she barely even looked at me anyway, so.
So you noticed her not looking?
No, I just, well, shut up.
At school, Mandy sits in the library with her laptop and sends a message on her phone. She wears a shirt that reads, "Save the Bees." Graham enters and sits at the table with her. She closes her laptop.
You're 5 minutes late.
That's it? It's not bad. So, you're big into bees, huh?
I'm into saving them. And you should be too, if you enjoy fruits, vegetables, life. But we're here to talk psychology. So, according to your syllabus, today was about Ebbinghaus, who was famous.
Girls snap photos of Graham.
What was that?
Oh, some game the freshman girls play where they take pictures of me. Keep going.
Okay. So, Ebbinghaus.
Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Three students climb atop a bookshelf and dance in a line in front of a girl using a wheelchair. Graham films them on his phone.
May, would you come to prom with me?
Oh my God, yes, Edward, yes.
Would you like to go talk to your friends?
Oh no, I don't know them. That's just quality content. People eat that stuff up.
No, I actually had a few questions about that. Does Jody even like the Ghostbusters?
No clue. Why?
Well, I just think it would be nice if any of these proposals took into account the girl's interests or life. You know, instead of just being an excuse for the guy to look cool in front of his friends. But that is just me. Let's try this again.
Ben stands in a line.
Don't be black. Get your prom tickets. I'll stay in the cafeteria now.
Hello.
Hey.
One ticket for prom, please.
LaToya takes his money.
One ticket for
Ben Plunkett? Ben Plunkett.
I know your name, Ben.
Oh, so, sorry. I just did not think that you did.
We've had classes together since middle school. We did a group project for AP Bio last year.
No, I know.
Wait. Do you not know my name?
I do, obviously. I mean, you're you.
You don't know my name.
No, of course I do. Of course I do. LaToya Reynolds. I just mean that, you know, you're like... LaToya Reynolds. I mean, does that make any sense?
Not entirely.
She gives him a ticket.
Try to hang on to that.
Right.
But if you lose it, we have your name at the door. Ben Plunkett.
Thank you, LaToya Reynolds.
Ben grins. LaToya glances at the lineup.
There are people in line
right,
behind
but,
you,
I'm okay, I'll see. So sorry.
In the library.
Ebbinghaus was famous for his forgetting curve, which shows that you forget about 75% of the information you learn in a day without relearning or repetition, which is kind of what makes tutoring such an effective tool. Can you stop with the dabbing?
Sorry, but if you're just going to sit here and talk to me like Miss Allen does, I'm going to get antsy.
Like it's my fault you have the attention span of a golden retriever.
Graham picks up his books.
Well, this was fun. Thank you. I'll let you know how I do in the next test.
Wait. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can we start over?
I don't think this is going to work.
You're right.
She narrows her eyes.
Follow me.
In the gym.
You serious?
They throw a basketball.
You said it yourself. You get antsy. So let's redirect that nervous energy into something else so you can focus. It'll be like a fidget spinner for jocks.
We prefer the term athletes.
I'm sure you do. So, Ebbinghaus's forgetting curve says you forget 75% of the information you learn in one day without relearning.
He shoots!
What did I just say?
He scores!
He retrieves the ball.
You said Ebbinghaus's forgetting curve says we forget up to 75% of the things we learn in a day without relearning them.
He throws the ball to Mandy.
You might be onto something.
Duh. The stereotype threat is where someone does worse academically because they're told they're not good enough.
That one hits deep. Thanks a lot, Dad.
He sinks another basket.
Manny, heads up.
He throws the ball. She ignores it.
No.
Outside.
So me being able to remember the last thing you said is an example of the recency effect. That actually makes sense.
You can store that explicit memory.
He dribbles on a rain-soaked court.
You're hippocampus. Am I right?
You actually are.
Huh. Look at me learning.
In a school hallway.
Mandy, I got an 88 on my quiz.
Zenobia and Charles watch them hug.
Did Graham Lansing just hug you?
Girl, that was not just a hug. He, like, slid into your DMs with his eyes. It is. Oh.
It is not like that. Girl, it should be, because he is hot.
Mandy looks back at Graham. Next, she walks with Graham in the parking lot. He films another promposal. A boy holds a boombox above his head.
Claire, will you go to prom with me?
Oh my God, yes, I'm going to prom with you.
But his girlfriend doesn't even like John Cusack.
Graham does a layup on an outdoor court.
It's called climbing. Now, get up. You plan.
You have spent all this time tutoring me. Now let me tutor you.
No, I don't play basketball.
What? You have to. You said that when we store memories, we store the emotion we felt at the time. And you don't want me associating psychology with being sad now, do you?
He crouches in front of her and pouts.
Okay, I'll do it. Just stop making that face.
Okay, so the acronym we use to teach shooting is BEEF. Now, I'm sorry if that offends you as a vegetarian.
How'd you know I was a vegetarian?
Just assumed.
Her shirt reads, okay. Less plastic, beef. More ocean.
Balance, feet, shoulder width apart. Eyes, up and on the hoop. elbow under the ball. And finally, follow through. Keep moving your hand after you release the ball to finish your shot.
Mandy stares at the hoop, then launches a shot that falls well short.
Well, that was pathetic.
Hey!
What if I said that was good, you would lose all respect for me as a coach. Okay, let's try again. Balance, eyes, elbow.
He demonstrates the shot.
Follow through.
Mandy shoots. The ball bounces off the rim.
Whoa! Did LeBron just get here?
Mandy grins.
Okay, get ready. Let me just make one more tweak.
He moves behind her.
Do I have permission to touch your arm?
Yes.
He stands close and tucks her elbow in.
You flare out just a little bit. Here. Okay, you're good.
She turns to look at him.
Eyes on the basket. Sink this. He's amazing with psych test. No pressure.
He moves away from her. She exhales, then holds the ball up. Her shot bounces on the rim, then falls through the basket.
Everyone here thought I leave here a champion.
Oh, Graham, thank you so much for all your help. I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, thank you. You are a good coach.
Oh, well, I'd hope so. I coach at the rec center.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the proud head coach of the 9-year-old West Division co-champ Bulldogs.
Really?
I've been with them since they're wee 6-year-old pups.
Really?
Could you stop sounding so surprised? Just because I don't advertise on my t-shirt doesn't mean I'm not a good person. But if you need to see it to believe it, come with me.
At the rec center, Graham tosses a basketball to start a game for the kids. Mandy plays with them. Graham referees.
Oh!
One of the kids scores a basket. A boy passes to Mandy. She runs with the ball. Graham jogs over and takes the ball from her. Later, Mandy catches a pass. A redheaded boy defends and raises his hands. Mandy gives him the ball. Graham dribbles toward the hoop. Mandy blocks his shot. Mandy dances with a girl. Another girl scores a basket.
Nice job.
The kids sit in a circle around Graham.
Okay, you guys were amazing today. So amazing, I'll make you a deal. If I make this shot, I'll bring donuts to next practice.
Graham stands at the half-court line and heaves the ball toward the hoop. It swishes through the net, and the kids tackle him. A blonde girl with braids talks to Mandy.
We got hops.
Really?
No. But Coach always tells us sportsmanship is important.
Well, he makes a good point. But be honest, I'm not the worst girl he's brought here, right?
You're the only girl he's ever brought here.
Outside school, Mandy runs up to Ben.
Hey, guess what? I am tutoring Graham at his house on Friday night, where he lives, with Senator Lansing.
Wait, Friday night, is this Mandy and Ben's bookstore movie waffle night?
Yeah, I know, it sucks. We're gonna have to skip the bookstore and push back the movie. Are you mad?
No, I mean, as long as we can make it to the movie, it's fine. It's better than fine, it's good. The Harvard gods have given you a sign. You can't ignore them, or they might smite you and make you go to Brown.
Don't even joke about that.
Mandy arrives at the Lansing's mansion. A United States flag and a Washington State flag fly from an upper balcony. Mandy takes out her phone and uses the camera as a mirror to check her appearance.
What am I doing?
Graham's mother answers the door.
Hi. You must be Mandy.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. It's so nice to finally meet the miracle worker who helped my son get a B+ on his test.
Oh, he was so proud.
He even put it on the fridge.
Oh.
Graham?
Graham walks out to the top of a grand staircase, shirtless.
Hey.
Mandy stares.
Well, for God's sake, Graham, put a shirt on. Your tutor is here.
I'll be right down.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Raising four boys has taught me one thing. It's they think this whole house is a fancy locker room.
Oh.
We're lucky he's wearing pants.
It's so lucky.
Oh, make yourself at home, sweetie.
Thanks.
Mrs. Lansing leaves. Mandy looks over framed photos hung on the walls. photos of Graham's brothers hang next to a framed diploma from Harvard and a certificate from a third-place finish at the National Academic Decathlon, Graham walks downstairs.
You found the Lansing Wall of Fame.
It's very impressive. Your brother went to nationals in academic decathlon?
Teddy? Yeah, he got third place. Cried afterwards.
Where are you?
Graham points to a solitary framed photo of himself as a child.
Oh. But where's the real stuff? You know, being crowned homecoming king and winning basketball player of the year or whatever.
It's called MVP, and none of that counts for the wall. According to my father, the wall is reserved for actual achievements, not silly games or popularity contests.
He's a senator. His job is literally winning a popularity contest.
That's what I said. And now I'm stuck on the wall of my fifth grade graduation picture. Let's go get me on this wall for real, huh?
Outside, Graham shoots hoops.
The Babinski reflex and the Moro reflex.
Correct. And that's it for today.
Well, it looks like we got time to work in that jumper.
He throws the ball to Mandy.
So, what's the deal with your folks? You guys get along? The person with the ball has to answer the questions. It's kind of the rule of our tutoring sessions.
Fine. Yeah, we do. For the most part, just normal, annoying parent stuff. You?
I don't have the ball. I don't have to answer your question.
Hmm. Do you get along with your parents?
She throws him the ball.
Yeah, with my mom, it's easy. She's a talker, but my dad...
He shoots a basket.
No matter how hard I try, I just can't live up to his standards. You know, the only reason I took this AP class is so maybe he'd think of me as not a complete idiot for once. Sorry.
For what?
People don't want to listen to Graham Lansing's daddy issues.
I'll listen.
A smile spreads on Graham's face.
Who's your best friend?
Ben Plunkett.
No Nuts Plunkett is your best friend?
Yes. And don't call him that. Who's your best friend?
Owen Kirksey. Favorite movie?
9 to 5. Favorite book?
Unbroken. First kiss?
Peter Garcia, 7th grade. Last kiss?
Sophie Homan, Kayla's party. Did you think I was just a dumb jock before this?
Yes. Did you know who I was before this?
No. Why'd you offer to tutor me?
Dinner in 15 when your dad gets home. Get cleaned up.
Dad's joining us for dinner. To what do we owe the pleasure?
Get it all out now before he gets here.
Hey, you want to stay for dinner?
With your parents?
Right. That's weird. You don't have to.
No, I want to. Unless you want to take it back, in which case I don't have to.
I want you to. That's why I asked.
Okay, then I'm in.
Good.
They head inside.
I'm gonna go wash up.
Okay.
Mandy puts her books in her bag and takes out her phone. Missed text messages from Ben read, "Have I read this?" next to photos of a book and NVM got ticks. The last message reads, "Hello, have you left Graham's?" Mandy replies, "So sorry, got a bail, eating at Graham's." Ben frowns and shakes his head. He replies, "You're bailing to hang with Graham?" Mandy's reply reads, "It's for my future. His dad's gonna be here. Can you return the ticket?" Grimacing face emoji. Ben replies, "I'll try." Neutral face emoji. He gets into the box office line and discovers LaToya standing in front of him.
LaToya Reynolds!
Oh, Ben Plunkett, you scared me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. I'm surprised to see you here.
Because I'm not going to Corey Eckhart's party?
Yeah, yes, because I am definitely aware of that party. So, why aren't you going?
Every once in a while, I just need a break from that scene.
Yeah, I mean, same.
I thought you could relate.
She smiles at him.
What are you here to see?
Infinite Doom. Scary movies are not my thing. But where Michael B. Jordan goes, I follow.
Well, I'm here to see that, too. You want to go together? Or not together, of course. Obviously not together. I just meant, like, would you want to go as friends? Or you know what? Now that I say it out loud, friends may be presumptuous. I can totally hear that now. What I mean to say is that I have this extra ticket, and you can totally have it if you want it. And it would just be, like, one classmate helping out a fellow classmate. Nothing more than that. And you know what? We don't even need to sit next to each other if you don't want to.
I'd be happy to help out a fellow classmate.
She takes the ticket.
And we can sit next to each other.
Great, because the seats are assigned.
At the Lansings.
So your dad won't be joining us. He got pulled into last-minute drinks with a donor. Can't be missed. Re-election's right around the corner.
Well, I, for one, am shocked.
Stop it. He works hard. So, Mandy, where are you off to next year? The way Graham talks about you, you imagine you must have your pick of schools?
Oh, well, you know, my first choice is Harvard. I want to study under Dr. Downs. She's this amazing...
I know who she is. I love her. I went to her book signing last year,
and... Me too.
What?
Yeah.
Where have you been hiding? The last girl Graham brought home asked why we didn't live in the White House.
Mandy's my tutor.
Mom? Hey, she's not like Tess.
No. Or Jenna, or Hannah, or Taylor.
Stop.
Kidding. Mandy, so please, go on. You're going to Harvard.
Oh, hopefully. I got waitlisted.
Oh, that's a shame. Did you know my husband went to Harvard?
No. I had no idea. Wow, that is so impressive. You know, I would love the opportunity to pick his brain, see if he has any tips. Only if he has the time.
Oh, well, clearly his schedule is unpredictable. But, you know, next weekend there's a fundraiser where he's being honored. The whole family is going. You should come. You could talk to him then.
You don't have to.
I would love to.
Excellent. I will have Graham get you the details.
Mandy grins. Graham watches her. Night falls. Ben and LaToya exit the theater.
Well, what did you think of the movie?
I'm just going to say it. Michael B. should be in every movie. Okay. Even the old ones. Titanic, Godfather, Citizen Kane. Go back, remake them. All with him in it.
Okay, so you liked it. It was hard to tell. You spent the whole movie like this.
He cowers.
I did not.
I'm pretty sure I have a bruise on my arm from how hard you were leaning into me.
Shut up!
She swats him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does that hurt?
A little.
Well... this is me.
She stops at her car.
I had fun. I'm glad Mandy canceled.
You said you two usually grab waffles after a movie?
Yep.
Ben stares at her.
Do you
We'll see you at school.
He extends his hand. LaToya shakes it.
See you at school.
Ben turns and walks away.
See you at school? What are you doing, Ben? Why am I running? This is only making it worse. Why am I making it worse?
Graham walks Mandy to her car.
You made quite the impression on my mom tonight.
I guess I have Brittany, Tiffany, Rachel, and Jessica to thank.
Oh, you're just making up those names.
But how many of them are girls you've dated?
Two-ish.
Oh, I feel bad for that ish girl.
No, she was very happy.
Gross. Good night, Graham.
Mandy gets into the car. Graham stands at the driver's door.
Wait. I'm glad you're coming to the fundraiser. My dad's gonna freak when I show up with a Harvard girl.
The hopeful Harvard girl.
Look, either way, he'll be very impressed. He wouldn't even let me apply there. And I'm a legacy basketball recruit, but my dad didn't think I'd be able to hack it, so let's just minimize potential embarrassment.
That's rough. But you should have done it anyway. You don't have to live your life for his approval.
They share a smile. Graham looks away.
You my tutor or my therapist?
Sorry, you didn't ask my opinion.
No, I like hearing it. All right, I could stay here all night, but coach will kill me if I don't get some sleep for the tournament.
Right, good luck.
Don't miss me too much.
He closes her door, then waves as he walks to the house. Mandy grins. Daytime. Ben tries on a red and white plaid blazer at a store. Mandy enters the store and walks up to him.
Finally, okay. Is this jacket 80s enough? Because I asked Ruth, and she said the women's jackets would fit my shoulders better, but I don't have lady shoulders, do I?
No, your shoulders are totally normal.
Well, I just insinuated having lady shoulders was a bad thing, and you didn't even notice. Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry, I'm fine. It's just that Graham Lansing is not who I thought he was.
It's kind of like when you find out your parents aren't just your parents and had a whole life before you. It feels kind of weird, you know?
Ben tries a white blazer. Mm-hmm.
This one's kind of good, though, right?
Your shoulders are too narrow for that jacket.
Thank you, Ruth!
She's got a point.
Are you serious right now?
I'm kidding, sort of. Okay. I think you can do better.
Mandy looks through a rack. She holds up different jackets. He tries on a fur vest and a fur coat. They both wear heart-shaped sunglasses. At North Seattle High, Mandy films a promposal.
Great Scott! Will you go to prom with me?
Oh my God, yes!
Oh my God, I love it.
She sends it to Graham with a note that reads, "Because I know how much you love promposals."
Attention all students.
He sends her a selfie with a note, "Because I know how much you love my selfies." She replies, deleting this ASAP.
Mandy! Who are you texting?
My mom. What's up?
Where are we going Saturday night? I'm thinking we class it up and we go to the Olive Garden.
What are you talking about?
My birthday dinner.
Crap. The fundraiser with Graham's dad is Saturday night.
Seriously? Graham again?
Graham? The letter. Let's do Friday night instead.
I told you, we're going to my grandma's retirement community on Friday.
Ben, I'm so sorry. But you can still go with Charles and Zenobia on Saturday.
No, I can't, because they have band competition. Mandy, this sucks. What am I supposed to do now? I can't go to the Olive Garden by myself on my birthday. That's humiliating.
I know. I'm sorry. But Saturday night is it, okay? Once I talk to the senator, it'll be back to us. You kill me in scattergories while I rant about billionaires not paying taxes. Normal times. Promise.
She gives him a pleading look. Over his shoulder, she spots LaToya walking with her friends.
What about LaToya Reynolds? You said you had a good time at the movies.
I can't ask LaToya Reynolds to the Olive Garden on my birthday. That's worse than shaking her hand.
Trust me, nothing is worse than shaking her hand. LaToya Reynolds! Hey, Ben has a question for you.
Hi. Yeah, I do have a question for you that I wanted to ask, and I guess I'll... Well, first of all, cool, puffy shirt. I just wanted to say that. And I also just wanted to say that I am... My birthday is coming up. I'm having a birthday dinner. On Saturday, if you would like to come to that birthday dinner, then you can totally come to it, so.
What time?
Anytime.
I'm in. Ben Plunkett.
She takes his hand, then walks away. Ben's mouth gapes. Mandy grins at him.
Oh, we're going to the
house. And she's like, yes!
Okay.
Later, Ben works at the grocery store.
Have a good day, sir.
Thanks. Mandy hides behind tissue paper balloons. She startles him at his till.
You did not have to get me all this.
Whoa, selfish. I'm buying this for myself, thank you.
You're getting soda with single-use plastic?
Okay, it's all for you. I'm sorry that I'm missing your birthday dinner tonight. Is there anything else you want me to get?
Just a Harvard letter so I can get my best friend back.
Mandy hangs her head.
Sorry. Cheap shot.
No, it's okay. I deserve it. But it's for the best that I'm not going tonight. I wouldn't want to get in the way of you spitting that game.
I have no game.
Having no game is your game.
Thank you.
Look, I'm just saying, I know dinner with the LaToya Reynolds is a big deal, but you are Ben Plunkett, okay? You're smart and funny and charming, even though you don't know it. And she is lucky to be going out with you. Remember that.
Especially you, Jay.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
A promposal unfolds in the produce department.
Turn around.
No.
It's happening.
A boy dressed in black dances in front of a store employee. He hoists a large teddy bear over his head.
Jenny, will you go to prom with me?
Yes!
Jenny gives him a big hug.
Oh, dear God.
Just go.
All right. Have fun tonight.
They double slap.
You too.
I didn't think I would find you.
At night, Mandy stands in front of a mirror in her bedroom. She wears a black lace floor-length gown with a sheer corset bodice and thin straps. She tucks her phone into the corset top and looks in the mirror. She takes the phone out, then tucks it in a purse, then holds up a purse with the dress.
Screw it. Phones are too addictive anyway.
She grabs a jacket, then checks herself one more time in the mirror. In the living room, Graham looks at framed photos with her parents.
She was so excited, she couldn't wait to see One Direction. Then the concert started, and she sobbed from the second they walked on stage until the final bow.
Dad, what are you doing?
Graham wears a tux.
Just showing Graham some pictures.
I didn't know you were such a One Direction fan.
I was 11, so.
Were you 11 when you were singing You Don't Know You're Beautiful in the shower last week?
So, you don't know you're beautiful, so.
Okay, it's what makes you beautiful, and we should go.
But first, I need to ask about this.
He points to a photo.
Her Halloween costume.
She was Tom Cruise from Risky Business. And for the next month, she would come home from school every day, put on one of Tom's shirts, and slide around the house in her socks.
Letting a third grade girl dress up as a kid who runs a brothel. It's very forward thinking, Mom.
Yeah, it was. Because now I have this adorable picture to blackmail you with.
Mandy's right. We should head out.
Mr. and Mrs. Yang, it was nice meeting you.
Have her back by 2.
2?
3.
He will have me back by midnight.
Yes. Have fun.
Mandy and Graham leave. Mrs. Yang turns to her husband.
Come on. 2 a.m.? Tom, really?
She's never gone on a date before. How am I supposed to know?
Well, that happened. Those photos are the bane of my existence.
No, I liked it.
Please, it's not exactly the wall of fame in there.
What are you talking about? Your whole house is a wall of fame. They love everything you do. No achievements necessary.
So, have you decided where you want to go to college?
No, not yet. Coach wants me to play ball at State. Homan's pushing for ASU so we can room together. And then there's my dad's choice, UT. A respectable yet attainable public Ivy.
But where do you want to go?
I don't know. Right now. Just happy to be here.
He holds her hand. Mandy looks down at their hands, then looks up at Graham. A smile teases at the corners of her mouth. They walk to Graham's Jeep, and he opens the door for her.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Ben paces in the lobby of the Olive Garden. He waits anxiously and rubs his hands over his hair.
LaToya Reynolds!
Ben, you have got to start saying my name at a normal volume.
Sorry, you're here.
Well, yeah, you invited me.
I know, but then you came.
Ben stands next to her and grins.
Should we go get a table?
Yeah, we should. That's what happens next. I promise, I've been to a restaurant before, so.
Graham and Mandy arrive at the fundraiser. They step out of an elevator holding hands. Lamps glow in the middle of floral centerpieces on round tables with white tablecloths. People in formal wear fill the grand ballroom. Mandy scans the room and watches people dancing and mingling.
Mom.
Graham leads her through the crowd.
So the key is to keep your head down and keep moving. So don't make eye contact with anyone, because if you do, you get stuck in some boring conversation with some boring donors who just want to butter you up to good old Senator Lansing.
All right, you're exaggerating.
No, I'm not. My brothers are all trapped right now. There's Teddy and Nate. Oh, Logan just got free.
Logan.
Made eye contact. Rookie mistake.
They stand in a corner of the ballroom. The senator chats with a group.
You guys are quite the hot commodity at these things.
Yep. No, my dad loves it. So when you meet him tonight, mention Harvard right away before anyone with money swoops in.
Hey, Graham.
A man waves.
You've been spotted. We gotta move.
Graham leads her to the dance floor.
Oh, no. I'm not slow dancing.
Oh, come on. Just pretend it's 1D.
Mandy smiles and follows him to the dance floor. She puts her arms around his neck. He gazes at her. She grins. Her grin fades as she locks eyes with him.
Oh, you're a natural. Just like on the court.
They sway back and forth.
So when you look back on high school, what do you think your biggest regret will be?
The 94 in PE that cost me valedictorian. You?
I always thought it would be missing the free throw in the city finals.
But now?
It took so long to get a tutor.
Do lines like that work for you?
I don't know. I never needed a line. People just come to me with their expectations of who I am or who I should be, but I don't know. With you, it's... everything's different.
Good different or bad different?
Definitely good different.
He leans in and they share a tender kiss. They break apart and smile at each other.
Something about that 94 MP?
A little bit. You should probably kiss me one more time.
She cups his face and they kiss again. Couples dance around them, and white fairy lights shine around the perimeter of the ballroom. LaToya and Ben eat breadsticks.
So why'd you come to Kayla Jacobson's party? I mean, besides to collect people's trash.
Right. I guess I just felt like I was letting the authentic high school experience pass me by. What you all do. With the fun and the games and going to parties. I wanted to see what that was like.
And?
Not for me.
I'm beginning to think it's not for me either.
Ben lifts up his breadstick.
Cheers.
They tap breadsticks. At the fundraiser, Ben and Mandy smile at each other as they leave the dance floor.
Graham Lansing.
Oh, I thought we lost him. Go. Save yourself. I'll meet you back at the table.
What happens?
Mandy bumps into Senator Lansing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh. Senator Lansing.
Yeah. Well, that is the beauty of drinking in dark suits. Hides all the spills. did I see you here with my son?
Yes. Mandy Yang. It's very nice to meet you.
You're tutoring him, right?
Yeah,
well, as the man who used to quiz him on his times tables, I know that is not an enviable task.
He's actually doing very well, barely even needs me.
Oh, you're very sweet to say so. Now, my wife tells me that you are applying to Harvard.
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, it's my alma mater. If there's anything I can do to say thank you for the help, I'm happy to. Although I'm not so sure even Harvard is enough payment for what you're putting yourself through with Graham. That boy.
Senator Lansing shakes his head.
That boy is incredible, and you should be proud of him. He's funny and kind, and he makes every person he talks to feel like the most important person in the room, especially me. And so I appreciate the offer.
Mandy looks across the room at Graham. She turns back to the senator. He gives her a quizzical look.
I don't need anything as a thank you. I'm good.
Senator Lansing.
Bill.
Mandy shakes the senator's hand.
Very nice to meet you, Mandy.
You too, sir.
She walks away as the senator starts a conversation with Bill. She walks across the ballroom. She spots Graham's brothers together, then hides behind a man serving hors d'oeuvres.
Did you see Graham making out with a girl in the dance floor?
Don't move.
She had a hand it to him. Kid commits to a bit.
What's that supposed to mean?
Come on, Graham never brings a girl to these, and the first time he does, it's some brainiac Harvard wannabe. Come on, it's obvious. He's trying to show Daddy's not the dumb kid because some smart girl likes him. I mean, he's parading her around tonight. But he spent all afternoon holed up in the basement with that girl he was hooking up with last summer.
The blonde lifeguard from the pool?
No, the other one, the dancer. Hey, guys.
Graham!
What's the name of that girl who's over today? Liv.
Shut up, man. I might hear you.
Okay.
Your girlfriend.
Come on, we've got three of them.
It's not funny. Just the one?
Tears glisten in Mandy's eyes. She runs off. Graham's mother walks through the crowd.
Hi. Mandy, you made it. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I don't feel well, so I need to go. I need to leave.
Slow down. What?
Mandy runs out of the ballroom. At the restaurant.
Yes, I like Robert Downey Jr. too. But Captain America is clearly the heartbeat of the MCU. That's why they pass on the shield, not the Iron Man suit.
I give up. I never would have taken you for a true believer.
I wasn't. But I told you, where Michael B. goes,
I follow.
Happy birthday to you.
Three servers bring over a piece of cake with a candle. Ben takes out his phone.
Spam call.
Happy birthday, dear valued customer. Happy birthday to you.
Hello?
Ben! Ben, I don't have my phone, and you're the only number I know. Could you pick me up?
Mandy?
I'm so stupid. So stupid. This was all a mistake.
What's going on?
Is everything okay?
Oh, God. I shouldn't have called. I'm so sorry. Have fun. I'll figure it out, okay?
Ben stares at his phone.
I have to go.
Why? What happened?
I don't know exactly, but, do you need something?
He stares at the waitstaff.
We can't leave until you blow out the candle.
They snap a photo as he blows it out. The servers leave.
I'm so sorry, but this is an emergency, and I will call you later, okay?
Ben, wait.
He runs out.
Are you serious?
One of the servers returns with the bill and sets it on the table.
Take your time. Tip's not included.
LaToya shakes her head.
Do you take Apple Pay?
Scenes overlap.
Ladies and gentlemen, I stand here with great honor for the opportunity to introduce a man who has relentlessly worked for the American people.
Ben drives.
There's nobody better fit for re-election than my good friend, the Honorable Senator Lance.
Mandy leaves the fundraiser. She walks alone along a sidewalk.
Those tears are for someone else.
Ben pulls up beside her.
You didn't have to.
Get in.
She smiles through her tears and gets into the car. Mandy stares straight ahead.
I'm such an idiot. You know, I thought Graham Lansing liked me. Liked me. I mean, how stupid am I?
You are not stupid.
No, I am. I am because Graham's dad offered me the letter and I said no. I chose Graham and he chose Liv from the dance team. I was a pawn in his game. I got outplayed by an Everest. And you want to know the worst part? I've been a terrible friend. I've missed lunches and Friday nights and your freaking birthday. But I'm gonna make it up to you, okay? At prom, limos and fancy dinners, okay, whatever you want. If you'll still go with me.
Of course I will. You are my best friend. Besides, we made a pact. Gotta honor it.
He holds up his hand. She slaps the back of her hand twice against his.
I'm so sorry I ruined your date with LaToya Reynolds.
It's okay. She totally understood.
Mandy touches his shoulder, then slumps in her seat. The lights of the city shine at night and reflect on the water of the coastal city. At school, Graham approaches Mandy and Ben.
Gotta go.
Bye.
Hey, did you get my text? You okay?
She walks away.
Whoa, Mandy, what's going on? Can we talk?
Sure. Yeah, let's talk. Did you have fun with Liv on Saturday?
How? You weren't supposed to know about that.
Mandy storms off.
Wait, it's not what you think. Mandy.
Take the hint, dude.
LaToya walks past.
LaToya.
She ignores Ben.
Take the hint, no nuts.
Later, Mandy sits in class and works at her desk. The teacher takes a note from someone at the door.
You. Mandy. Go to the front office. They have something for you.
Now?
No. You can go when the bell rings.
She raises a finger.
Oh! Pencils down, everybody. Hand them in.
Ben leans against a locker in the hallway. LaToya walks past.
LaToya Reynolds!
That has stopped being cute, Ben.
I'm sorry about that. And about Saturday night. Mostly about Saturday night. How much do I owe you for dinner?
I don't want your money. I don't want anything from you. Because I'm not here to be your second choice to Mandy Yang or anyone else.
No, no, you're not. Can you just please hear me out?
LaToya stares. Scenes alternate with Mandy at the office.
You have until I get to my car. Talk fast.
Okay. And she's my best friend, so I was there. But I can honestly say, until that phone call came in, that was the best birthday I ever had. Because of you.
Hi, I'm Mandy Yang. I got a note saying there was something here for me.
If I had a time machine, the very first thing I would do is, okay, well, I would probably stop some wars and some genocides, but then after that, I would go right to Saturday night.
Okay, I get it. You're sorry.
Nope, nothing.
Okay. But these are all just words, Ben.
I know. I screwed up, and I'm sorry is not enough. But
Ben and LaToya stand in the parking lot.
You never deserve to feel less than. So can I please make it up to you? Let me take you somewhere nicer than the Olive Garden. How does the macaroni grill sound?
Good. Okay.
They share a smile.
But maybe instead of macaroni grill, we go to prom together.
What?
Ben Plunkett. Will you go to prom with me?
Inside, Mandy exits the office. Students in the hall stare at her.
What the hell?
They film her with their phones. Mandy puts her head down and walks through the crowd of students. They form a large circle outside the gym.
A proposal?
Mandy tries to leave. Two girls push her into the circle. Graham slides in wearing a dress shirt and socks. He wears sunglasses and lip syncs to a candlestick. Slides on his knees and plays air guitar. Suddenly, a flash mob takes shape. Students dance around Mandy. Graham's teammates crowd around him and dress him in a suit jacket and pants. Students hold up their phones with their flashlights activated.
Mandy, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you do to me gets me overwhelmed. Your fight for human rights makes you hot as hell. Mandy, oh, oh, oh. Will you go to prom with me?
Graham drops down on one knee in front of her.
So?
Mandy looks at the crowd and grins. Next, she walks outside.
Ben. Graham just asked me to prom.
LaToya just asked me to prom.
That's great!
He gives her a pointed look.
Why isn't that great?
Well, when I told her that I was going with you, she was pissed. But what did Graham say when you told him?
Mandy stares with her mouth hanging open.
You didn't tell him? You said yes? Two nights ago, you were crying in my car, telling me that Graham Lansing was using you and that he had a girl on the side.
I know, but I was wrong about all of it. She was helping him plan the promposal. My promposal. So just tell LaToya what happened.
What, you want me to tell LaToya that you got a date, so now I'm free? Yeah, that'll go over real well. What the hell, Mandy?
Okay, calm down.
No, don't tell me to calm down. You asked me to prom. We had a pact. We freaking double-tapped it.
I know, and I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sorry. You're sorry. I did not realize you were sorry. Well, then it's totally cool. Forget about it. Mandy.
Students film their argument.
I am supposed to be your best friend. I am not some doormat for you to wipe your feet on when your life falls to crap. Do you even like Graham Lansing? Do you? Or is this all a part of your con to get a letter for Harvard from his father? You know what? I don't even care. I don't. Just have fun being in Everest, Mandy.
Mandy's mouth gapes as Ben gets into his car. Several students stand around filming Ben and Mandy as he drives off. Mandy stands by herself in the parking lot. Next, she walks into the gym during basketball practice.
Hey, Mandy. Come here, I want to show you this video.
Mandy walks over to Graham. He holds a phone.
Do you even like Graham Lansing, or is this all a part of your con to get a letter for Harvard from his dad? You know what? I don't even care.
Mandy's mouth hangs open.
Have fun being in Everest, Mandy.
No, I can explain.
You don't need to.
Graham hands her an envelope.
Did my dad write it before he left?
Graham.
Gotta hand it to you, Mandy. You played me perfectly. You even had me convinced there wasn't a catch.
She shakes her head.
I really am a Neanderthal.
Graham walks away. Mandy stares off, open-mouthed. She looks down at the letter in her hand. A handwritten note reads, "Best of luck, Mandy." She cries and runs out of the gym. Later, she stands with Zenobia and Charles.
We do not want to take sides in this whole thing.
No.
You're both our friends, and we know this was a complicated situation.
But we did invite Ben to eat with us in the band room. He shouldn't be alone because he didn't do anything wrong, you know? But again, we are not taking sides.
Girls walk by and snap photos of Mandy. Next, Mandy enters Ms. Chen's office.
How are you holding up?
Barely.
You know when I said that you needed an in with the senator? You know I didn't mean in his son's pants, right?
So what happened, Mandy?
Well, I used tutoring to get close to him so I could get the letter.
Hey, Mandy! I know it's short notice because this weekend, but my dad works at the senior center, and I was wondering, if he writes you a letter of recommendation, will you go to the prom with me?
Kyle smirks at Mandy.
But things changed.
Graham watches Kyle and Mandy.
Feelings changed.
In Ms. Chen's office, she hugs a teddy bear.
But that's ruined.
Outside, she sits alone at lunch.
As is my friendship with Ben.
Ben ignores her in class.
As is whatever he had with LaToya, and now I am officially the Hester Prynne of our school. And then...
In the office, she holds Senator Lansing's letter.
There's this.
She shows it to Ms. Chen.
Are you going to send it in?
I have to. It's Harvard. There's nothing that beats Harvard. Is there?
A few months ago, I would have said that Harvard is the most important thing in Mandy Yang's life.
But now?
If you haven't mailed it in, maybe there are other things that are more important to you now.
What do I do?
I can't tell you that. But I support any decision you make.
Thank you.
Just not publicly, you're kind of poison right now.
Mandy stares at the letter in her hands, then heaves a sigh. She walks into the gym during practice. Owen crosses to her.
You should really leave.
Mandy glances at Graham, then hangs her head.
Will you give him this for me?
She hands him the letter.
Tell him I'm sorry. For everything.
Okay.
Owen takes the letter over to Graham.
Graham.
Mandy sulks and leaves the gym. At Mandy's house, Tom plays air guitar.
Eruption, Van Halen.
Yes! How did you know?
Because I know my man. Ooh. And whenever you go, I know it's Eruption.
Mandy walks out in a strapless pink knee-length gown.
Can I take the car?
Keys are on the hook.
Where are you going?
Prom.
With who?
Maybe no one. Bye.
Her parents slowly turn to each other.
Going to the prom!
Mandy stands outside an apartment and throws rocks at a window. Ben opens the curtains and looks out. Mandy waves. She wears fingerless pink gloves and her side-swept hair is styled in curls. Ben steps out on a balcony.
Go home, Mandy!
Wait! Hear me out, please.
She holds a sketchbook in her hands.
Yeah, I screwed up. Majorly. I took you for granted, and I made you feel like you weren't a priority in my life, and I'm sorry. But wherever our futures take us, I need to know that you're my best friend. And more importantly, I need you to know that I'm your best friend.
Ben stands with his arms folded.
Which is why I just have one question for you.
She plays music on her phone, then dances with the sketchbook. Colorful crinolines swish under her dress as she dances. She wears pink nylons and heels.
Ben. Plunk it.
She pulls hand-drawn letters from the sketchbook.
P-P-P-P-R-R-R-R-O-O-O-O-M-M-M. With me.
She sets the sign down and performs different dance moves.
Oh, we can dance if we want to. Or we can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to.
How long does this go on for?
It's a pretty long playlist. I still have I'd Stop the World and Prom with You. Total Eclipse of the Prom. My prerogative.
If I say yes, will this stop?
There's only one way to find out.
She swishes her crinolines with her hands. Ben smiles and shakes his head.
Yes, I'll go to prom with you.
Okay, go get changed.
Why? Prom isn't for like 4 hours.
We have to make a few stops first.
Ben heads inside. Mandy pumps her fist.
Yes.
Ben wears a paisley patterned blazer.
I owe you a few Friday nights. We can
dance. They wander through the bookstore.
Everybody
look at your hands. At the theater, they eat popcorn and watch a movie. They toss popcorn at each other. They arrive at Deacon's Corner. Lit candles flicker on a table with two milkshakes.
Wow.
I know. This place is fancy. But don't worry about price. I'm paying, so get whatever you want. Just no bacon because it's terrible for the environment.
I missed you, Mandy.
I missed you too, Ben. I'm so sorry.
Enough. You know, we both could have handled things a lot differently. I could have not screamed at you in a parking lot full of people, you know?
And I could have done pretty much the opposite of everything I did, so. Are we okay?
He holds up his hand.
We're okay.
They double tap the backs of their hands. Mandy picks up a menu as Ben sips his milkshake.
So, you thinking chocolate chips or no chocolate chips in the table waffle?
Is that even a question? It's like you don't even know me.
Okay.
A screen on a grand hotel advertises North Seattle High's prom celebration. Mandy and Ben arrive and hand in their tickets at the registration table.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Ben straightens his blazer. They double tap their hands, then walk into the party. Columns of balloons stand at the entrance. Inside, a mirrored disco ball spins above the dance floor and reflects light around the room. A banner above a small stage reads, King and Queen. Students dressed in formal wear crowd the dance floor. A group gawks at Ben and Mandy.
Nice.
Friends snicker at them as they walk up to Charles and Zenobia.
You guys are here, together.
So that means...
We're good. Although I am really reconsidering our clothing choices right now.
Yeah, I thought the theme was the 80s.
Everyone just kind of ignores that day of because, you know, pictures exist.
You know that if you ever went to a dance before?
Oh, just had Instagram.
Thank you. You wanna dance?
Charles and Zenobia head to the dance floor. Mandy stares wistfully at Graham as he twirls a girl under his arm. He glances over at her.
I feel like we should just go.
Probably. But we are not going to.
Okay.
She grabs Ben's hand and pulls him onto the dance floor. Students pack the dance floor and raise their hands in the air. Large bowls filled with ice and drinks are laid out on a long table. Ben and Mandy grab a drink.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, hey, noticeable pit stains yet?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Worth it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, everybody, just settle for a second. It is now time for us to announce our prom king and queen!
Principal Mosler stands on the stage. Mandy drags Ben over.
Okay, we came, we conquered. Do we really have to stay and watch Grandma LaToya win this thing?
Yes, we do.
Queen is LaToya Reynolds!
LaToya steps onto the stage in a long green gown. She accepts a tiara from the principal and places it on her head.
LaToya!
Ben, I'm dumping you.
What?
You and I are no longer prom dates.
Why?
Is Ben Plunkett.
Ben stares at Mandy. She grins and shrugs.
Is he even here?
Ben Plunkett. Ben Plunkett, are you here?
He's right here.
Everyone turns and stares at him. Mandy pushes him toward the stage. Charles and Zenobia grin as he makes his way through the crowd.
No nuts! No nuts! No nuts! No nuts! No nuts!
Ben looks back at Mandy, then steps onto the stage next to LaToya.
No nuts! No nuts! No nuts! No nuts!
LaToya looks down and purses her lips as the principal puts a crown on Ben's head.
Your prom king and queen!
LaToya and Ben stand side by side with solemn expressions. Students pair up and slow dance. Ben turns to LaToya.
Let's just get through this.
Okay.
They move closer together and sway back and forth. They both stare out at the dance floor and avoid eye contact with each other. Ben looks at her. A smile spreads on his face.
You know what? No. No, that's what I've done with school and work my entire life because I've been afraid of basically this exact scenario, but screw it. This is my life, and I am not gonna let it pass me by. I am No Nuts Plunkett.
Students turn and look at him.
And I am prom king.
Mandy beams at him.
And I'm dancing with the girl of my dreams.
LaToya smiles. Ben takes her in his arms.
And I want to kiss her now.
You should have just kissed me.
They share a kiss on the stage. They break apart. Ben's eyes widen. He grins at LaToya, then spins her under his arm. He leans her backwards in a dip. He looks out and grins at Mandy. She clasps her hands together and gives a contented smile. Next, she walks up to Ms. Chen and perches on a table next to her. Charles and Zenobia hug Ben and LaToya and dance with them on the stage.
Thanks again for your help with the votes.
Would you be cool? If anybody finds out what I did, they'll send me back to chorus concerts. Is your boy still icing you out?
Yeah.
Graham dances with his friends.
But it's okay. Tonight wasn't about him.
Graham, Jody, and Owen step on the stage and dance with the others.
Okay, wait, one more.
Mandy takes a photo of the king and queen.
Oh, congratulations, you two.
Thank you.
Okay, my work here is done. I'm gonna go home.
What? No. I know you, Mandy. High school is dumb, Yang, but it's prom. Have some fun.
I did. And now I'm gonna go home and look at dorms for backup schools.
Oh, God. I totally forgot to ask. So, Harvard is a no?
I actually haven't checked, but, you know, I'm starting to realize there's more to life than just Harvard, you know?
What? No! No, I do not know. We did not just go through hell for you to give up on Harvard. Please check your phone. Check your mind right now.
As king and queen of this prom, we demand you to get out your damn phone.
Okay.
Hey. Whatever happens, we can deal with it.
Mandy nods, then takes out her phone. She opens the Harvard application status screen and refreshes it. The status reads, accepted.
I got in.
I got in!
Really?
Yes!
Harvard,
yes!
Doctor now, this really happened!
Yes! Ben hugs her. They slap the back of their hands together.
Okay, you two are a lot.
But I'm here for it. Let's celebrate. Miss Chen! Miss Chen! I got into Harvard!
Congratulations, man.
I don't even know how it happened. I mean, I didn't send in the letter of rec, I swear.
Well, someone else must have done it.
Like who?
It was me, dummy. It was just a boring, unsexy teacher wreck. And who would know it? It actually worked.
I don't even know what to say.
That's all the thanks I need. Now get out there.
No, really, I can't believe
Oh, would you listen to me for once in your life? Go, leave me alone!
She shoves Mandy toward the dance floor. Ben, LaToya, Charles, Zenobia, and Mandy dance in a circle. The disco ball spins. Next, a spotlight shines on Mandy wearing a red cap and gown.
Hi, I'm Mandy Yang, your salutatorian, because I got a 94 in PE.
Her classmates sit dressed in identical caps and gowns in an auditorium.
And today...
Graham exchanges a look with Owen. Mandy looks out at Graham's parents and brothers seated in the crowd. Ben nods and raises his eyebrows.
Well, today, I was going to give a speech filled with words of wisdom from my heroes, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Ingrid Downs. But instead, I'd like to share some advice I got from someone very important to me. And that advice is beef.
Graham shifts in his seat.
Balance. Eyes. Elbow. Follow through.
What is she doing?
I don't know, but I am definitely going to film it.
Now, for those of you who are not sports aficionados like myself, beef is how you teach someone to shoot a...
layup?
Graham shakes his head.
A free throw? Sorry. It's how you teach someone to shoot a free throw. But it also applies to life. Balance. It's something I didn't have enough of. You know, it's important to have goals, but don't let pursuing those goals become your entire life. Work hard, but also have fun. Laugh. Dance. Fill up a car with flaming hot Cheetos.
Mandy's mother pumps her fist. Her dad films her speech.
Eyes. Keep them open. You never know who you might meet.
Ben smiles at LaToya seated next to him.
Elbow. Keep them safe. They're important.
Graham chuckles.
And finally, follow through. When you take a shot, make sure to finish it. So to that end, Graham Lansing.
Students turn to look at Graham.
Thank you for making my last semester of high school different. Good different.
He smiles. Owen nudges him.
And to my fellow seniors, oh, I hope whatever life brings you next is good different too.
Oh, and one more thing. Go Bulldogs!
Her classmates give her a standing ovation. Graham grins. Zenobia tears up. Mandy's parents get to their feet. Ben makes a heart shape with his hands. After the ceremony, Mandy and Ben make funny faces and take a selfie. They hug.
I can't believe you're going to Boston right now.
I know, but I couldn't say no to Dr. Downs' offer to sit in on
summer lectures on global poverty. I know. I am going to miss you.
He holds up his hand.
I'm going to miss you.
She pulls him into a hug.
But I will be back before Labor Day, so you'll have to pencil me in between dates with your new girlfriend.
Can you believe I have a girlfriend?
Can you believe it's LaToya Reynolds?
At what point will you two stop referring to me by my full name?
Probably never.
Ben and LaToya hug. Mandy spots Graham outside.
I should go.
She holds Ben's hands.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, Mandy.
They smile warmly at each other. Mandy walks out of the school. Graham takes a selfie with a blonde girl. Mandy approaches Graham.
Hey.
Congratulations, graduate.
Double congrats to you. That was some speech. I'll always remember to protect my elbows because of you.
Good. That is what I was hoping you took from that.
So, Harvard, huh?
Yeah. What about you? You decide where you're going?
UT.
Your dad's choice. I mean, it's a great school.
Yeah, I know. But hey, good luck. Call you if you need a tutor.
And I will call you if I join the girls' basketball team. Bye, Graham.
Bye, Mandy.
They gaze at each other and linger for a moment before heading their separate ways. Other girls rush up to Graham for a photo. Mandy's parents wait for her by their van.
You ready?
Yeah, I am. Let's go.
She climbs into the back seat and pulls on her seatbelt. Mandy looks out through the back window and spots Graham. He watches the van pull away.
If you need a friend.
Words appear. Cambridge, Massachusetts. The Harvard campus appears in an aerial view.
You know in the
Mandy wears a Harvard sweatshirt and makes posters with classmates that read, "Save the bees."
All right, I'm gonna get a refill. You guys want anything?
Sure thing. Yes.
She gets up from a table in a cafe and walks over to the order counter.
Hey, could I get a refill?
Sure. Graham, order up!
Mandy looks over her shoulder. Graham approaches the counter.
Mandy!
Graham! Was that a Save the Bees shirt?
Is that really what you want to talk about right now?
No. What are you doing here?
Well, I was all set to go to UT because that's what was going to make my dad happy, but someone once told me not to live my life for his approval. So I'm here, taking a gap year, just trying to figure out what I want to do, you know?
Huh. And what you want is here in Boston?
He smiles at her.
Yeah, it is.
She stares at him. Her mouth hangs open.
Working nonprofit, coaching inner city kids, it's really a great program.
Yeah, that sounds like a perfect fit. I'm really happy for you.
Thanks. You know, there is one other reason.
She grabs him and kisses him. They make out in the cafe. They break apart and gaze at each other, then share another kiss. They stand in the middle of the cafe, locked in a kiss. Words on an overhead beam read, "The end." The cafe disappears. The words, "The end," stand out on a black background, and ellipses appear after them. Audio description by Descriptive Video Works. Written by Bixie Jean. Narrated by Peter Shad.